The city of Indianapolis got a gift in the tune of a 3-year contract to Jack Doyle, their hometown football hero. Jack, I know your favorite things of what would Jack do and the Jack of all trades. It lives on here in Indy, but in all seriousness, congratulations, man.
Yeah, thank you. It's definitely exciting to stay here. I know my wife and my son, I guess he's excited, but he didn't really know what's going on.
Yeah, well, it has to be a relief. We talk about the uncertainty of this time of year, but now you kind of get to maybe sit back and relax a little bit knowing that this is where you're going to be.
Yeah, it's nice to have the process, you know, over with. it's a crazy thing, the whole free agency thing. But I'm so excited to be back and can't wait to just get back to football.
Well, you touched on it a little bit, but your family, you have a almost 7-month-year-old little boy. How is it going to be able to stay here, stay home for the next couple of years?
Yeah, it's the best. obviously my parents and, you know, my extended family, my sisters are all here. So we got babysitters. So that was a big key for me.
Well, you're going to be able to raise your family here. And one thing that Chris Ballard has said in press conferences is the importance of raising our own, having Colts, stay with the Colts. What does it mean to be able to do that? And what were those conversations like with Chris?
Yeah, you know, it's something that's very important to him. And it's huge for us because, you know, it builds, you know, trust amongst teammates. And, you know, you get that locker room, the culture that you want it with the guys we have in there. And it's an exciting time. And I'm pumped for the team to continue to grow.
Well, you have continued to grow. Going to read off some stats. I know you know these, but they're just, I went back and looked at them today and they're crazy. 78.6 catch percentage. You had 59 catches for 584 yards. And to put that in perspective, that almost doubled your career totals from those years. I mean, this past year, being in that contract year, having it pay off now of getting this contract, does it just kind of make it all full circle make sense?
Yeah, you know, it was fun to just be able to help the team and you know, be there for your teammates, and I'll just continue to try to do that. And like I said, I'm just ready to get back to football.
Well, your teammates always talking about how much of a great teammate you are, and I know you take a lot of pride in that. I'm sure your phone was blowing up once the news broke. Social media was talking a lot about it. What was it like to get that support?
Yeah, it's always, you know, that's your goal. I think as a football player is to have the respect of your teammates and that's what you want to do. And at least that's what I want to do in my career is have their respect. And that's all that really matters at the end of the day. So it's always good to, you know, to have people reach out to you and congratulate you. And it was nice.
Well, I know Chris Ballard has talked about the importance of using caution in free agency, but you are a guy that passed his test to get that contract. So congratulations again, and thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Jack.